accepted Islam, and they invited the people from Mecca who were persecuted along with the Prophet Muhammad, and they called them to live there and to establish their community over there. And the first thing the Prophet Muhammad did is that he made the people who migrated from Mecca to Medina and the people who lived in Medina as brothers, and they were to be treated as blood brothers. So you keep this in mind. Not just brother, like, you know, my friend, you know, he's with me, but as they should treat each other, and they were made to hug each other publicly, and they were declared as literally, not physically, but as behavior with each other as blood brothers, as if I treat my blood brother. And we know that there were different tribes. People in Mecca were from the Quraysh tribe, and the people in Medina from other tribes, and these were called, and this is a very, very famous name, we know about the Muhajirin and the Ansar, the people who migrated and the people who are the helpers, because they helped to form the new Muslim community. And this Muslim community was regardless of any race, any color, any ethnicity, and just these things were not even there, because these people had pure minds. They were not, they were barbarians before that, but this tradition so radically changed their views about who is my brother, who is this person. They used to kill each other. If one person used to kill one person from another tribe, then they used to declare the war on all of the tribe. So if they would find any person from that tribe who killed the person, they would kill anyone whoever they would find. So this tradition radically changed this view about what is tribal, and Prophet Muhammad said, he said that about tribalism, he said that leave this tribalism, because this is rotten. It's rotten. Mm. He also said that whoever calls to tribalism and nationalism will not enter paradise. So we have to look at these kind of hadith, I think, these kind of traditions.
The one thing I would like to add to that would be that in America, if you look at this case, it's like the same thing. We have the Muhajirun, people who immigrated from here, people from various parts of the world, Pakistan. And then we have the indigenous population, and also the first and second generation, the sons and daughters of immigrants in this country. And a lot of times what you see is the people who come from overseas come with a pre-imposed supposition, like they feel that, you know, they come with a certain degree of cultural baggage, and they feel that, like, Islam is one way, and this is the only way. So if you don't do it this way, then you're going against Islam, and this is where the difference is. A lot of times in certain, like, masjids or mosques, you might see, like, certain differences on this ground. And I think what we have to be in the understanding is that while the Muhajirun come to this country, it's the Ansar who really have to carry the mantle to help to create that cohesive community, just like the Ansar helped and create that community, the Prophet that we know so well. And I think it has to be that the second generation of Muslims, the first and second generation of Muslim youth, and also the indigenous converts, people who convert to America, because we know the landscape. It's a lot of ways you can see the Quranic or the biblical, like, metaphor of the house of Pharaoh. We, in essence, are children who are raised in this house of Pharaoh. And when I say for the house of Pharaoh, I don't mean this in a derogative term towards America in any sort of way. It's in sense meaning that live in a country where Islam is not the norm or whatever, or not even Islam, but spirituality, God consciousness. And this is the higher thing. Above Islam or religions is God consciousness. This is what we're trying to base our common ground on. So we have to understand that being as children in the house of Pharaoh, just as Moses was, Prophet Moses was, we have to come to our people with good knowledge and, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, invite people towards understanding of this God consciousness.
Yeah.
And
you're listening to WRPI Troy 91.5 on your FM dial. The number here in the studio is 518-276-6248, and we're still taking callers. We got Eunice on the phone from Glens Falls. Are you there, Eunice? I'm sorry, are you there, Eunice?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. How are you doing?
Peace be with you. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you on the program. You have any comments or questions for us tonight, Eunice?
Yes, I wanted to comment about the last caller and how he's talking about submission to God, and how in the West it had a negative connotation. Now, I'm a Muslim. I'm a recent revert from Christianity. And from my understanding, if you look at the main, the five main religions in the world, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they're all based on different laws or guidelines for mankind. Now, I know that in Buddhism, you have certain guidelines, like you're not supposed to kill, not even animals, you're not supposed to take intoxicants, not commit adultery, not lie, not steal. And there's merely many parallels between all the religions and what the guidelines mankind is supposed to follow. In the West, the mission maybe does have a negative connotation. I don't know why. But even within Christianity, which is predominantly dominates Western culture, the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he said that in Matthew 5:17-18. He said, I've not come to change the law, but I've come to fulfill it. Right. And not until everything has come to pass. The law, not one dot, tittle, shall be abolished from the law.
Right.
That, from my understanding, in that one of the hadiths of the prophet, peace be upon him, there's 144,000 messengers, and these messengers came as warners, and came to guide the people. And God throughout mankind has sent messengers to every culture. Now, we can choose not to follow God, not to follow His will. But, I mean, if even if you look at the Bible, the first five books of the Bible is the foundation of laws and guidelines for mankind, Genesis to Deuteronomy. And we can choose not to follow these laws. We have that choice. Allah's Pentateuch gives us that choice. And, you know, I just know from my own experience that I've been a slave to, like, drugs, to alcohol. I used to steal. I used to disrespect my parents. I was lost. For many years, I was lost. And it was through searching and using my intellect and praying to God that I came to Islam. And through Islam and submittance. Submittance not negatively. I submit to God because I love God. Because God brought me peace. I was truly lost. I should have been dead, but God guided me on the path of Islam. And that submittance to me is not negative at all. These guidelines, I feel so much better about myself. I'm happier than I ever was. And I know that I'm doing the right thing now.
God bless you, Badunas. May Allah bless you. And
God bless
it's so
you
moving to listen to you and your sincerity.
Forgive you and reward
message.
You, Jannah, inshallah.
I
swear I didn't pay Eunice to call, you know. But it's good to hear. I mean, you know, I don't know what to think sometimes. You know, we're just here. We're just people that are just trying to. Everybody just wants to be happy and have their families and everything. But it's hard to get the message out there. And I don't know. When God wishes well for somebody, He inclines him towards closeness to Him,
mm-hmm.
towards His religion. And I think that you're a very special person, Brother Eunice. We're all, you know, I just hope that, you know, everything, you know, you can stay strong through all these, you know, the difficult times that we're all facing, you know. And as a Muslim community, you know, one of the issues that we tried to talk about a little is, you know, building support structure for people that are coming into the fold of Islam and those that are already in the fold of Islam. There's an enormous difficulty that they're facing in the pressure of the society, as Brother Irfan had mentioned. You know, we're living in this fragile house, you know, that's we're barely getting by. We're being attacked by on all fronts, you know, and I don't think it may not be deliberate, you know, but it's just the fact that God wanted to test us in this way. And we have to rise up to the level of the deen, the teaching, because it says in the Quran that we have honored the children of Adam. لَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي Adam. God said we have honored the children of Adam above angels. Because
mm-hmm.
angels had to bow down to Adam, and angels are perfect creatures. Because we have the ability to face tribulation and overcome it. And to become these people of virtue that stand fast and believe in something and hold fast to it and don't give it up under no matter what pressure that we come under. This is how we become elevated. This is, they say that's, you know, the coal becomes a diamond under pressure. In the, if you dig, you know, just speaking, you know, in terms of earth science, that's what we have to become. And I think that's what the true nature of a Muslim is. And if you look into his heart, the heart is something that develops under strain, under difficulty. Each thing we overcome just opens us beauty that opens up within us and strengthens us in special ways. So Eunice, I know it must have been a big hill, you know, to climb. But
Brother Eunice, do you know about the masjids around the area?
Yes, I go to the one on 15th Street.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that alhamdulillah that you're attending the masjid.
Oh yeah, I know Brother Faisal.
Yeah, I hope Brother Eunice, you remember me from the last program of Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never met you, but I've heard you two times, and I think you should be sitting in my place here. And you should have been sitting in my place on that show when I was talking about the Messiah and Jesus Christ, because, mashallah, you quoted some brilliant verses and brilliant proofs for them to see, and you really, they couldn't answer you, really, because mm-hmm. That was very beautiful. I think, you know, and to hear you again, I think I'm very... I want to meet you because you know, I heard so much from you, all this knowledge about this. I would really like to meet you sometime, inshallah. And we've
spoken so much about community, and I think that this program and the internet, the Jannah community, I think they're all, we hope that all of these, you know, get us closer at heart, because when the hearts are divided, no matter what you have around you, it's never going to keep us together. And just building these things, talking to each other and being there to support each other is really the most important thing. Seven, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you tell us about the support? Is there support available on the internet for us as a community? And I guess this will be our closing, issue here about, you know, becoming more active in terms of like counseling, clinics, refugee services, at-risk youth, Islamic philanthropy. Is there anything that you know of on the web where people can build our communities, get stronger through doing these services that our communities so badly need? Can you think of anything offhand? Because you're the resident internet expert.
I'm the resident internet expert. Quite a challenge.
Perhaps a message board or a website?
Well, perhaps I could recommend some good websites. But
oh, can you really? Oh, that's very good. How convenient. Okay,
One website that I recommend was actually built by a sister here in the Albany community. Her name is Huma Ahmed, and her website is called Jannah.org. Her website is hosted at that Medina community that we spoke about earlier. And for anybody who's interested in Islam and is learning more about these, both Muslim and non-Muslim, you're definitely welcome to that message board. Just the URL for those who are interested is www.jannah.org. That's just one website. More websites, just to have some more general information about Islam, just if you want to know some of the basics. One is called Islam101.com, and that's ISLAM101.com.
Shazi, just in case people didn't catch the first, Jannah.org is Jannah, because your voice was just kind of choppy.
Okay, we got a... last-minute caller here. Elonge is illegally speaking to us as he drives down the throughway. But
telling this cop now to follow me here now.
It's dark. He can't see you, but just make sure the buttons don't light up. You know.
I know.
Well, thanks for doing it, Elonge.
Let me be serious here. I think this is going to pass. We all have to be together in this. We all have to be strong as far as what is going on now. We have to come together. It's not something that we all like to see happen to our brothers and sisters. Again, you know that things like this have happened before in a segment of society in this country. But I think history is going to be our guide. I think... there will be a day that America will apologize for what it has done to my brothers and sisters.
Now, Elonge, just before you go on, you're not speaking even as a Muslim, right? Just as somebody who cares in the community. And
I am somebody who cares as a community member.
I really appreciate
it. I am not a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Be whether you're a Muslim, whether you are a Jew, whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, you know, we are all in this together.
Mm.
And in every religion, in every society, in every community, in every nation, there are some people who will act in a certain way that will make the rest of society feel bad. And that we all know. But let me tell you, you have a lot of people behind you who are who will make sure that we work together. And if there's anything, any way we can help, if there's any way my program, Africa in Motion, can help, please make sure I know that. The only thing that the people, American people, need is just a history. It's for people to understand that one apple does not a whole basket of apples. And there are great people in your community, my community, that are good from the bottom of your heart.
Wow. Elange, thank you very much for calling in. Just those words of support, I think if you talk to Muslims, they're probably what's gotten us through this more than anything, is this kind people that have come out. And Elange, I know that it'll come back to you. I mean, any good that you put into the world, it comes back to you. And I really thank you for your kind word. And I'd like to wish you the best. And, you know, hopefully we can make this one big community, you know. That's really what builds a society, is communities. Without that, you know, we can never be strong together, you know. And I really am thankful for that. And I wish you, you know, I wish you the best, and hope that, you know, we can somehow repay you.
Oh, well, there is nothing that you can repay me. What I'm saying is that we are a community, and we have to live and die as a community. And no matter what happens, we are as good as any other community. We can as well make sure that we pass on to our brothers and sisters, American brothers and sisters, that we are not evil. We are great people. We love family. We love friends. We are all friends, and we'll die and remain friends. Okay, so I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you very much, Longy.
And again, if there is anything my program can do to promote this friendship and love between us, let me know. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night, Longy. I guess we're just about to wind up the program. I just want to give every person just a chance to say goodbye and to remember, just so we can remember each other, and hopefully one day again in the future we'll meet each other, if not in person, maybe on the web or in the Medina community, which is jannah.org/board, if you want to forget it. And Irfan, I guess we'll start with you. Go ahead.
Actually, I just wanted to say, this will take some time, the community building and crossing bridges. Everything works out in stages. And actually, if we learn from the Quran is considered of chapters that we call surahs. And surahs is actually, what some scholars say, is actually meaning to meant stages or steps. And every step you get closer and you get closer to Allah. With every in-depth, and every time you read the Quran over and over again, new meanings come to play. That's why they say it's a book that has new meaning. It's never old. It's something that always comes up. And inshallah, I think that the community will go through different stages or maqamas, and we will inshallah come to a point where we are unified within ourselves and at harmony, just like the message of Islam, being in Islam with the outside world, being Islam with other communities, being Islam with other ideologies. Because the point is that while, you know, one may say that one has superiority or the other, the point is that Islam wants to bring about peace within the inner person, and that inner peace of the inner person will, inshallah, through stages, it happens, and with the community, inshallah, it will happen, and we all will live in peace with each other.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Seven, do you want to say your piece? Okay, seven's out there. Allah, Imran, last moment.
Yeah, I just want to start from where, actually, I'm finishing, but what the caller was saying about history, Islam is a tradition which honors history, and it actually says that we have a lot of wisdom to learn from history. And like they say, history will repeat itself and all this stuff. I think it will repeat itself, because the Prophet Muhammad said that, you know, he clearly said that, you know, after this tyranny and oppression, the inheritance will return, which is, and the peace will return to community, will return to human beings. And we are one community, as the caller was saying, that we are one community, and God says that, that you are all one community. And then I said, but then you differed, you see. And then it also said that had God wanted, he could made you all one. But he did not make us all one. He made us diverse and in ideas and cultures, and we have to live with these differences. Because there are some people who say, well, it's going to be so it will be so nice that all the differences are gone and we all just have one belief. Actually, that is not possible. We have to live with these differences. And the difficulties we face, well, God says in the Quran that after every difficulty there is ease. So this is a promise of God, and we have to. And the Prophet Muhammad never told their followers to be, you know, depressed or miserable about the future, what's going to happen to them, or fear, because this is from the devil, that we fear the future, because he promises us poverty and all these things. That's the devil. So we, and God and his messenger, they promise us victory, they promise us that we will live in peace, not just Islam, but peace with other people, not just amongst Muslims, but this is a promise from God, and that we will become, you know, in harmony. And I hope that we live with this hope, that we will live with these differences with love and mercy with each other, with all human beings together. Peace be with you. Salaam alaikum.
Sister Mona?
I'd just like to thank everyone who's been listening to us, and to encourage everyone to further learn more about Islam and about not just the Muslim community, but each other, as we hopefully go on to create stronger bonds within our communities and within the larger world community. So again, thank you and good night. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be with you. Hassan?
I'd like to thank all our callers for ringing in tonight. I'd like to thank Brother Yunus for sharing his personal experiences with us. And I'd like to encourage everyone out there to not only read up on Islam, but read up on all the religions and see what everything says, because as we discussed, we shouldn't blindly follow anything, not Islam, not, we should go out and ask questions and find out why we're believing what we believe, and make sure you solidify your position wherever it may be. And I just want to say that I enjoyed myself for my first radio show, and I hope that
you're going to be engineering next time.
Hopefully. So peace be upon you all, and good night.
Good night. Peace man, you have any last things to say?
Yes, what we all have to do, all of us, we're the creation of God, and we have to remember him and go closer to him, learn more about him, and follow the truth. And we try our best, man, and the hereafter, God will make a good reward. May God reward all of you brothers and sisters for doing this tonight. May he accept it and give you a good reward.
Thank you, Peace Man, for joining us. Eunice, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You have any last things to say?
I just want to say that, like, I hope this radio program is great. You know, I think it's a great forum to get, especially ideas of Muslims to, like, for the community to understand, you know, a different perspective of Islam than what the media is saying. And I think that people shouldn't draw conclusions on something without going to the primary source, without, like, truly looking at the Quran and what it has to say, and not taking it out of the context like sometimes the media does. And so I really encourage people to go out there and, you know, pick up a Quran, go to the library and get one if you don't feel like buying one. Talk to a Muslim. I mean, I, from just being a Muslim for maybe 3 months now, everywhere I go, I see people that I see at the congregational prayer on Fridays. I mean, Muslims are our neighbors. They're the people that run stores. You know, they're the classmates in school. And, you know, I have not met a single person that's an extremist in any way whatsoever. Everybody is very nice. Everybody is loving and caring. And they try to foster a good community. And I think that people shouldn't draw conclusions without understanding that first. So go out there and pick up a Quran and truly look at it and try to understand it. And that's pretty much it. But, Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be with you, Yunus. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Well, I'd like to wish you all a beautiful evening. Thank you so much for your kindness and joining us for this program. And I wish you the blessings and peace of closeness to God. and hope that you can forgive me and any of our guests if we said anything that offended you. And we do this only for the sake of God and not for our own selves, and we always need to hopefully return, as they say in the Quran, firru ilallah, run to God, for from God there is no refuge save with Him. Have a good and beautiful, peaceful evening. Assalamu alaikum.
He's lazy. She's stupid. He's a racist. That one's greedy. And there's a terrorist.
If you look at people and...
هم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أنى هذا قلتم أنى هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير